My light is all it takes. My light is all that it takes. My light is all that it takes. A single sunbeam is enough to drive away many shadows. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing. Instant inspiration today is, my light is all it takes. We oftentimes think that it takes a great big beam of light to illumine the world. And yet, if we could visualize ourselves on the prairie or out on the sand dunes in the middle of the night where only not even the stars are out, they're dim in the heavens, and then somebody walks along several miles from us and they have a candle or a flashlight, nothing bigger than that, not even pointing our way, but they have a candle or a flashlight. And I say candle or flashlight because it doesn't matter. The light is the light. And such a little light as a candle, such a little light as a flashlight, it can be seen for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles because it is the only light there. I think if we begin to think about who we are, we're number one, we like to say, and we're creator of our world, we like to say, which are all good things. A single sunbeam's enough to drive away many shadows. So our light is enough to illumine our life forever. Our light is enough to illumine our life in every wonderful, positive way. However, sometimes we see what had been in the shadows, something that is not too beneficial to us. And so what do? When we see something in the shadows that's not too beneficial for us, we just turn up our light. We turn up the rheostat, just turn it up more and more until all of a sudden those things disappear. Now, what am I saying? I am saying, rather than chase away the shadows, let's increase our light. So as we increase our light, there are no shadows. I walk along on the pathway at night when the moon's shining over me, and if I'm walking in front of the moonbeam and it's shining past me on both sides, my shadow's out front, there's nothing where my shadow is. And I cannot see where my shadow is. If my shadow is where I'm walking, then I cannot see where I'm walking. However, during the day, if the sun is behind me and I cast a shadow, I don't see the shadow because the sunlight surrounds me completely. The sunlight is all around me. It illumines all the area, and it illumines the area in front of me just as though the sun, I were not standing in front of the sun, because it is so bright. When our light is so bright, there are no shadows. There are no unexpected adventures that come our way, as much as we say we love them. When our light is so bright, we see everything as it really is. We see everything as a beautiful, dynamic, forceful, powerful, joyous experience. And this is only because we have increased our light. We have increased the volume of our light, the intensity of our light. You say, well, that takes a lot of energy to increase the intensity of your light. That's right. It takes a lot of energy to increase the intensity of your light. And once you have increased the intensity of your light, you never ask for less. You always maintain that very bright awareness of you. And then you don't think that it takes a lot of energy because you are doing it naturally. It is just second nature for you to be so illumined and so bright. Now, you say, well, that's not so. If I'm running and running and running and running and I run out of breath and I have to stop and take a breath, then what am I doing? You know, I've stopped running to recharge my battery. Well, if you keep running and running and running and running and you have a pace, you have a stride, you're in a marathon, you find that you don't have to sit down. You have to sit down because you think you have to sit down. You have to stop because you think you have to stop. You look at all those people sitting along the side of the road who raced their heart out and didn't pace themselves, and so they had to sit down. But they didn't really have to sit down. They just felt they did. We can go on, and we can go on, and we can go on, and never need to stop. We can pace ourselves. Our body is paced at the slow rate that we are going right now. And because it's paced at the slow rate we're going right now, it operates functionally, happily, just that way. Now, today, your heart beats at 60 beats a minute or 70 beats a minute. What is 72? 72 is your heartbeat, right, Ingeborg? Okay, around there. Okay, so now, what if you were to increase it by 4? So now you're beating at 76 beats a minute. Your body would become accustomed to that. The rhythm would be set up. Then you increase it to 80, 82, 86, 90, 100. And as you increase it, your body has the capacity to do this. It's not a job, it's not an effort, but you are just able to produce more energy and consistently and not burn yourself up and live a very happy life and also be able to have your heartbeat at a more rapid rate, which is required when you're moving or running or working in a very rapid rate. So, you see, any light, my light is all the light it takes. And a single sunbeam is enough to drive away many shadows. But my light is all that it takes. So if my light is a little light in the middle of the desert and shining out to be the only light there, and everybody comes to me from anywhere in the desert saying, oh, that must be something going on over there. Must be some activity. They come over and they see the little light, the little candle burning there. They say, I thought sure there'd be a lot of people here because you have a light. Well, the right people are here. I'm here. My light is all the light it takes. And so they're surprised, and then they realize that's true. My light is all it takes. My light is all it takes. It doesn't need anything more. Can you believe that about yourself? Can you increase your pace? Now let's just, for the fun of it, say, I'm a human being. I know it's ridiculous, but let's just say for the fun of it that I'm a human being. Can you go along with me on that? Mm-hmm. All right, now, I want to be a divine being in all of my attitudes and actions and so forth. I choose to act as a divine being, okay? All right. How does a divine being act? Is a divine being running the marathon? Is a divine being jumping out of airplanes with bungee cords or parachutes and all these other fun things? Is a divine being swimming the Olympics? Is the divine being eating great and wonderful meals? What does the divine being do? The divine being not only cooks at medium, but lesser and lesser and lesser and lesser until the human has been entirely eradicated, not destroyed or killed or anything like that, but just its vibrations are so subtle that it's not physical anymore. How interesting, huh? So when the vibrations are not physical anymore in yourself as a human, then what happens? You are pure light. And you are vibrating at a much lower rate of speed. And you see, you become more and more subtle. You become more and more dense. The faster you vibrate, you know, that's the faster the vibrations are, that's the harder the steel. As you take a test of metal with an oscilloscope, you check it out and you see that the harder the metal, the more speedily the vibrations are quickly vibrating up and down. But when you're in a deep meditative attitude, it's a slow undulating sine wave that points out that you are in deep meditation. And that's a wonderful thing. Now, Should we aspire to something like that? It would seem that would be a desirable thing. What would happen if you were aspiring to that? We have a lot of people who are aspiring to be spiritually illumined and to meditate and find their place in that. And then all of a sudden, we don't hear from them anymore. We don't even think about them anymore. They're not there. They're not there. They have become their subtle self. They may have died, they may not have died, they may have transported themselves in some beautiful way or transcended, whatever, but there's no funeral. Now, what do people think? What do people think of that? Well, people think of that as, hey, that's cool, but I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. You know? Now, if Yogananda had ascended, what would the world have said? The world would just say that he went someplace and he died. Where do the elephants go to die in Africa, as we read in the Tarzan Adventures? Where do the elephants go to die? They have an elephant boneyard, and there is some place where the elephants go in Africa to die in a place, because they don't scatter themselves around the countryside. I mean, they're very big bodies, but they go to the special place to die, according to the stories I've read. Now, what if they never got there? Would anyone know? Mm-mm. What if they ascended, transcended, and before they even got there? Why should an elephant transcend or ascend? Now, why should a man? You see, think of the elephant and its lumbering step. It can go pretty fast when it wants to, but it usually goes very slow, clop, de clop, de clop, and the kids can run in and out of the legs of their mommy and all over the place, and they can play games, and they can go play hopscotch by the side of the road, and mommy's ahead maybe about 20 feet. You go very, very slow and very, very peaceful. Now, this is how it works. This is how it works. When we go slow and peaceful, when we take time to meditate. Now, I've given you all time, an extra 5 minutes at meal times oftentimes to meditate longer, and you think, oh, he's just doing things there and he forgot us and he didn't get here at noon, or he didn't get here at 6:45 or at 6, and why didn't he do this and why didn't he do that? You see, if instead of doing that nonsense, you would go into your meditation for 5 minutes, and you would be in such deep meditation that when I'd say, this food is healthy for our body and filled with love, oh, yeah, okay, you know, you come back from some glorious experience where you were in deep meditation of awareness of your inner self. Because this is what we're here for. This is what it's all about. We're here to be our divine self. Now, if you want to be human, that's just fine. But if you want to be divine, that's really nice. My light is all it takes. My light is all it takes. And when I want to slow down my energy and enjoy, then I can do that. But just remember, this might be a little conundrum for you. All takes place within a given span. There's no time or space, but all takes place within a given span. And if you have more taking place within a given span than you had planned to take place within a given span, it would still fit. The span would still encompass whatever it is you're going to do. Now, think about that. If Ellen is going to walk from here to the embassy, it's taking place in a given span, the walk to the embassy. If Ellen is going to drive to the embassy, it's a given span. If Ellen is going to run to the embassy, it's another given span. If she is going to walk the dogs, it's another given span. If she is going to say, I am there and be there, that's another given span. What that means is that we are always the master of every experience, and we are the timeless master. And so in our meditations now, let's recognize that we can run the marathon from the time we're born to the time we die, if we die. And we'll be running it at the same wonderful speed. But if you're a human, you'll get tired. And if you're divine, you have endless energy and can accomplish anything. My light is all that it takes for me to see where I'm going. And I know where I'm going because I'm already there.